everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. How the hell are you? My name is JP. I'm your host, joined as always by the tenacious one who's wearing a hat and covering that beautiful hair, Mr. Nick Martin. How are you, Nick?
I'm good. I just got to rep the sponsor, a little Boneyard Elixir.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Right, today on the podcast, very special guests. We have Ryan and Adrian Patrick from the band Otherwise, but most importantly tonight, Adrian is a dad, and I hear Ryan is a kick-ass uncle. Gentlemen, welcome to Dadcast. How are you guys?
We are stoked and honored to be on Dadcast. By the way, brilliant name. Brilliant name. I'm honored to be included. You've had some very notable people I looked up to on the show. And thank you for including both of us, especially the world's coolest uncle.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm happy to be on Dadcast. And it's so cool that we're doing this amalgamation of a stream right now where you guys are having us on Dadcast and we're having you guys on the Wise stream right
on the
now.
Twitch.
Too.
Yeah, we're
so we're doubling down.
It's a crazy 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon inceptional type thing. So, yeah, I can't see how many. So if I have to ask right off the bat, first of all, how many people are on the stream right now? Are there any? Because I know we just started. Is it populated yet?
We just started. There's about 65 people on the stream.
Yeah,
right.
Nice.
It fluctuates. We actually did a live stream thanks to the good people at Twitch. We did a live stream last week as a virtual single release party. And we had 280,000 unique views.
Yeah. Well, hey, 280,000 awesome. People. If I just, get 10% of those people to subscribe to the YouTube channel of ours, we'll be doing just fine. And speaking of which,
what is the YouTube channel?
Just search up Dadcast Podcast, and the logo's a red and black DC. And
Dadcast Podcast
on YouTube. There's a few others out there that they call it the Dadcast. We are just Dadcast Podcast, but we'll hit that up more later when it gets populated. Adrian, you're a dad. How many kids you got? How old are they? Talk to me.
Well, JP, I've been blessed with two beautiful boys. They are currently 6 and 4. Ooh. Well, I should say 6.5 and 4. They are absolute little savages. My brother and I had to go to a quick charity event tonight. And before that, we FaceTimed them to say goodnight. And instead of calming down for their mama and being ready for bed, they're literally beating the shit out of each other at bedtime.
Brothers.
That's
totally
awesome.
Having fun doing it. Like it wasn't, it was.
The nice thing is that I hope that when they see Uncle Ryan on the FaceTime, they get crazier. I mean, I'm sure they're already just crazy anyways and rocking, but I try to like train them to know that when they see me on the FaceTime, they better stick their tongue out and they better throw up the rock and roll horns. And they did that for me.
Yeah, they pretty much did that. Yeah. How about you guys, JP? And I'm sure you get asked this by all your guests, Nick. We'll start with JP, I suppose. What would you must be a dad.
Well, yeah, I certainly hope so, being the theme of this podcast and all. But yes, I have a 16-year-old stepdaughter who is like 5'10" and supermodel like her mother. So
So you should get a good lawyer.
So pray for me. And I also have a 10-year-old son. He's almost 11. And my baby girl is 7. She will be 8 this coming Monday.
What?
Yeah.
Memorial Day. She's got the holiday.
Yeah, she gets her own barbecue for her birthday this year.
Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday to her.
That's awesome.
You got 3 of them, man. How about you? How about you, Nick?
I have 6 right now.
He's lying. 6? He's got 387.
Okay, 6 that I know about, 381. That's neither here nor there. It's, whatever.
Age ranges. Come on.
But yeah, mine are, my youngest is going to be 1 on Friday. Then I have a 14-year-old. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I have a 18-year-old son, a 20-year-old daughter, and a 22-year-old son that's in the Army stationed in Seoul.
Oh wow, goodness, dude. Man.
I tip crazy. My hat to both you gentlemen. I mean, I can barely handle 2. Three and/or 6.
Right. Are you ready for this, Adrian?
Yeah.
This guy has got possibly anywhere from at least 1 to possibly 4 in the oven as we speak. More.
Yeah, my wife and I just we're doing IVF again. So our youngest is an IVF baby. So we just went in and did the embryo transfer on Thursday. So we find out, I think Monday, we find out if she's for sure pregnant. Like, so technically she's pregnant, but Monday we find out for sure.
But you don't, but you, there's no, they don't have a finite number yet, obviously.
Not yet. That I think that takes a couple months before we know if there's more than one in there.
That is, so, okay, so we have, your little one's got a birthday tomorrow. Your youngest one has a birthday on Monday?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, this is perfect, man. And we got some brewing right now that we don't.
That's right.
Right. And this guy, the story behind it, he's being a little bit modest and quiet about it, but so he started the process over and he had to get unsnipped so this process could happen because of the new, you know, you tell the story. Why am I telling your story, right, Nick?
I know.
It's always better if somebody else tells it.
Yeah, it's
true.
Well, JP's got that radio voice and it's like, it's a little more sexy too. So it's like, ooh, I want to listen.
Awkward.
No. So I got remarried. My current wife didn't have any kids and she's younger and wants kids. So I was like, all right, I'll go get unfixed. So I got unfixed and we tried and tried, nothing happened. So we did the IVF thing and we got our little baby boy and decided, okay, we've got two more embryos. So let's use them. Wow. So, that's, yeah. Man. So
that's amazing, dude. Like that's kind of blowing my mind. I'm sitting here just like,
I know it's a lot to take in. That's
weird being like, I was almost done because my youngest is 14. My youngest previous to the 1-year-old is 14. So I was almost done. I'm in my 40s. I'm like, man, this is cool. And then to start over again and being this old, it's like, oh my God, my body can't take this. I'm so much more tired than I used to be. This is just crazy.
That's the one. And I'm sure, I know you gentlemen learned this is, you know, I like when we used to party a lot and, you know, we'd go out and, you know, we wouldn't sleep for, you know, a couple of days at a time. And it was, you know, that was par for the course. Right. But when you do that, when you're a little bit older and you do that, not because you want to do it, but because some small little bastard of a human being, like not even, I'm sorry, I am married. I use that term loosely. A little brat of a human being wants to wake you up every hour on the hour for 2.5-3 years straight. Like sleep is like, you know what I mean? You forget how amazing it is to have like, Just four straight hours of sleep. I just want four, dude.
Right? I know.
That's all I want, man.
I finally got to the point where they're old enough and not coming into the room well, I take that back. My daughter still sleeps with us. Pretty much we're going on 8 years now. So I'm hoping this Monday, you know, something clicks in her head. You're 8 now. You don't need to sleep with the, there's a perfectly good bed in your room that isn't being used. But now that I'm older, I think I can get the sleep. Now I have to get up and pee like 3 times a night. And it's just a vicious cycle, this aging thing.
Hey man, I'm not trying to date myself here either. I mean, I'm sure the silvers and the beard are giving it away. But yeah, I feel you on that. Like now when if the kids do come in bed, I'm like, shit, I'm gonna wake his ass up.
Yeah, right.
Up pee right now. this ain't going to work, man, you know?
To show you what it's all about. So 4 and 6, man, you got some little puppies essentially going on. And you did mention, I'm not going to guess age and date, but it's, you're kind of in the same boat, I think, as I am, as far as we got started a little bit late when it came to the father game. I honestly thought for years and years and years that I was shooting blanks, and I had every reason to believe it because there was plenty of opportunity for something to happen in those years. Even though I got a face for radio. I did pretty well for myself back in the day. If you want to talk about those lines, but then on my birthday, when I was like 35, 36 years old, she came up to me and said, okay, your birthday's over. We got last night's partying out of the way. I just wanted to show you something. And she showed me a positive pregnancy test. And I said, no, you know, are you joking? And then she's like, no, I'm dead serious. And my next question, straight serious, was, well, who else did you sleep with? Because there's no way it could be mine. We've tried before. And it turns out it was. And then 3 years later, it happened again. So yeah, late start. And I'm on the fence as far as how that worked out. Cause you know, I look at Nick and now that pulls out of the story, but or out of the books, but he, you know, you got started early. You had kids young. Mm-hmm. And when you're in your 40s now, you can relax and do your own thing until you decided to have another child. But right. I'm the exact opposite. I got all that partying, all that irresponsibility.
Brave man.
Yeah.
Hey boys, I just got to say, we have a gentleman jumping in saying, what's up? It's a Mr. Brian Lindsay. Lindsay,
the CEO. Hey, what's up? The CEO of Vegas.
Of everything, yes.
He's the homie, man. He's the homie.
How you doing, man? What?
He's got two. Yeah, he's got two of them in it, and he's the father that I hope to be someday.
Yeah, he's a good man. We had him on the show when we went to Vegas last month. In fact, two episodes ago was the Brian Lindsay episode on Dadcast. And since he's watching and I have him on, I would like to point out you cannot take tone when texting. So, Brian, when I texted you the other day and asked about those Raiders tickets, I hope you didn't think of me as some pompous prick going, what is this guy asking me, for tickets for? You know, I was mostly joking.
A pompous prick.
most of the time I am, but in that particular case, I wasn't. I hope it didn't come across as negative and, just leave it at that. But if you do have tickets, I'm just saying. All right. So
He's a dad of two teenagers. So I'm sure he can decipher tones when
yeah. And not talk about some amazing kids he's got, man. Whew.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's amazing. Well, thanks. Beautiful
friend. But so speaking about teenagers, dude, so like you guys are talking about. So my 6 year old, I argue with this kid, okay? Like, I'm arguing with this kid, a six-year-old kid, as if he's a grown adult.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, he's 6 years old. What am I in for when he's 16, man? Like, what is going to happen when he's 16?
I'm going to go ahead and just drop the first F-bomb. You're fucked.
Are we allowed to drop F-bombs, by the way?
We are. We try not to make it too terribly often, like on purpose. But, you know, we're men. We are dads. We are grown-ups. And in your case, you guys are rock and roll stars. So, yeah,
so
if
guys,
you drop an F-bomb here and there.
As the uncle, I have this set up in our streaming cast where what Nick was saying, he said, you're
Hey!
Nice.
Does that automatically pick it up?
Yeah,
it did. Yeah, we have the sensor. All right, JP.
What if I say it? Would it bleep it on my end?
You got to time it right.
Oh, so if you are checking it, you would be fucked. Oh, almost.
That was close.
I kind of want to go off and say all the words you can't say in radio right now and just get a straight string of beeps.
Yeah, but, no, he did that once at a major festival in Kansas City. It was amazing. Right on air. It was the most rock and roll moment that I can think of.
Yeah, I was excited.
So
he was excited.
Let me,
we were to
answer your question about your kid when he's when he gets older, what you're in for. I speaking from experience, you're about to enter the age of reasoning with your kids. So right about 7 years old is when, you know, at least scientists and studies have said that the child's brain and development gets into where they could start reasoning. And with that being said, if you think it's bad now, entering the age of reason till about 22, 23 years old is the difficult part. If you want to get difficult, some kids are different here and there, but, you know, you got boys, and I haven't raised my boy. Like I said, he's only 10. The only fights we get is if I won't buy him a $10 Fortnite gift card or something at this point. But we are getting there. And then the arguments with the daughter, that one is that can be pretty difficult at times because, you know, they're just their brains aren't fully developed yet. And they
not to cut you off, JP, but to interject on that, I've been told by several fans and friends and families, and I don't, and please correct me, gentlemen, if I'm wrong, because both of you guys have more experience than I do in it. I've been told that boys start off really difficult and they get easier as they get older, whereas it's the inverse for girls. They start off super easy and get harder as they get older.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely noticed that with my kids.
because my boys are older, so there was super easy and then or like hard, and then as soon as they hit like 16, 17, it got a lot easier. My daughter's 16. It was super easy until about 3 years ago. And now it's like just awful. It's like I am the worst person in the world unless she needs something.
Right. No, yeah, but don't worry. That time will fade. And I think it's also it's a rite of passage. That's just what happens. That's what typically kids do. And of course, each every child is their own individual, so it can vary depending on that. But in my experience, it's the girl was, I mean, the oldest, the 16-year-old, she was super easy and fun and cuddly and all the fun things until about 14, 15 years old. And my boy Sawyer, he's always been very easy. He's my sensitive one. He is what I like to refer to in my family as the big brother, little brother, meaning little sister treats him like a little brother, even though he's the big brother. And in trying to teach him, hey, dude, you're the big bro. You don't have to take that shit from her. Okay. And he lets it happen. Yeah, he is. He's my good kid. He's awesome. They're all awesome. I love them. And obviously it's great. You don't have any girls. Are there any girls possibly in the future? Or are you done having kids, Adrian?
I mean, it depends on if you ask me or my wife.
Okay.
You know,
I'm asking you.
I'm good with two. You know, yeah. I'm just trying to raise one human being the correct way is an incredible endeavor in and of itself. You know, and then I'm still trying to raise myself. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to grow up, you know? So like I would be happy with two. My wife's always wanted a third. I don't know. And again, as time kind of creeps, luckily enough, you know, my wife is a bit younger. So, I mean, if it were in the cards, you know,
right.
Who knows? But I'm good right now. These two little fuckers are like, oh my God, bro. You know, like, so my brother and I, you know, we have a considerable age difference between us, you know, like we're 8 years apart.
Okay.
So, you know, he didn't punch me in my face until we were in our 20s.
Until we were on tour.
Yeah. No, before that.
Was it?
That was at Brian Head.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just before we started touring. Yeah. So he was in his late teens and I was in my mid 20s but again, my two boys they'll walk by each other and not even say anything and just, it's like, why did you do, why would you do that? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, are you?
I think it's in the DNA, brothers, and it's only going to get worse until it gets better. You know, it's
right.
You know, I mean, look at you two. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I love this dude. This guy, he's my best friend. He's my business partner. He's like literally the better version of me, you know. And I'm hoping that my sons also have that same ethos, you know. It's so beautiful to see them doing, you know, because they'll be so intense with each other, and like I said, you know, a bit savage. You know, they're kicking each other's asses at bedtime, but then they'll like hug each other, and like before school, like the little brother will run when I'm taking the big boy to school. He's in kindergarten right now. Like he'll run and make sure I have to, you know, I want to kiss brother and say bye, you know, have like, you know, they'll do those kinds of things that go, yeah, man, that's what it's all about right there.
We just got someone on our Twitch stream, Nick's brother-in-law, literally by tasers.
you cut out there for 1 second. What was that? I heard Nick. Was it Nick's father-in-law?
Yeah, it's the literal name is Nick's mother-in-law.
Their Twitch handle.
Oh, okay.
Twitch handle. And the remark was, wait till they're old enough to buy tasers.
I have a feeling this is legitimately my mother-in-law, actually.
Oh, literally.
I have heard some taser stories about my brother-in-law. So, yes.
Really?
That is hilarious.
That's funny. How many viewers are we at right now?
Nick, that's actually your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Quite possible, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. That's amazing.
How many views you guys at now? How many people are on?
Oh, we got 27 people on Twitch right now.
Oh.
Oh, oh, here we go.
Look at Hopkins.
From the top rope.
From the top rope.
Right, I know. And he's also sideways. What up, that's bro? Amazing.
Oh, it's B-Hop, bro. Dude, that's how B-Hop lives, bro. He's living sideways right now, dude.
Oh, am I?
There you go. Look at look at the store he's in front of.
He's at the homie's place. He's at Joe Vargas's bilegal meds right now. Get out of here.
Am I?
That's our
homie Joe Vargas owns that spot, bro. Buy legal meds, dude. That's his joint.
Everybody, welcome to the podcast. An impromptu guest appearance from the man, the myth, the legend himself, Brian Hopkins of Elvis Monroe. What up, brother?
B-Hop, what's up?
I've been watching. I just left the gym, and I was watching you guys interview my boys here from Otherwise, or all of you guys, my boys, and this is just so cool to see you guys smiling and so proud, proud parents. And
thank but you for I have making the connect, super, man. I'm like this like is what,
Super Uncle Ryan.
Yeah, baby, I'm here in support always.
Did you happen to catch Brian?
What's your favorite thing to do with these with those little guys?
Hand them back to me.
No, I love to like rile them up with the rock and roll fingers and the get your tongue out and be savage as ever and then hand them back. That's my favorite. We're like,
thanks, Uncle Ryan. Thank you.
That's my favorite.
They call him Uncle Wyan. Uncle Wyan.
That's you know, I've been around those guys when they were like just born. Little one.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did meet them when they were little tiny little tabby.
Yeah. Banshees.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, you got some of your own too, right?
Yeah, I do. Both of mine are grown, and I was sitting here watching the interview, and it's crazy because for me, like mine are literally grown up; they're grown adults, and to this day, they used to be bothered by me pulling over on the side of the road if I witnessed something or saw something happen, and I wanted to point out examples, you know, like I always talk about choices and choices you make in your life. And I would write down in my phone notes at a movie or things that I witnessed, and then I'd point it out to them and they'd be like, oh, dad, like, why? And now they come to me thanking me because those are the moments they remember as adults. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It, I want to, they say that a child has like 10 moments in their life that stand out and make them, I read this somewhere a long time ago, and that makes them become that human that they're going to be, the person that they're going to be. And I wanted to have 7 out of those 10 moments. I wanted to point out examples in their lives. And that's something when friends ask me advice, you know, hey, I'm having a kid, or hey, I just had a little one, and you know, how'd you do it? And that's the one thing, that's the example that I always give. And it's really cool. And to have them come to me and thank me for living my dream and doing what I love to do, and that's music.
Yeah.
To them, it made them believe that whatever they want to do, they could do. And it'll do it just like you guys. And we're like the one percenters, you know, that are doing something that people stand in front of the mirror and grab their, you know, brush or comb and sing to their favorite artists. Right. And we're actually out there doing that. And it's really neat to have my kids come to me and thank me for being an example.
Ain't like it grand, man? Ain't that the best feeling ever?
It's awesome.
Yeah, I look forward to that. You know, in my case, you know, you're talking about 10 moments. They're ever ongoing. You know, you could maybe have those 10 moments already, but in the next 5-6 years, those 10 moments can replace by even 10 more moments. I look back and how my father was to me, and thankfully I was blessed. No broken homes. A great dad. So I had a very, very stable foundation to build off of to continue that journey along with my kids. So yeah, Exactly. Hey, Hopkins, 21st, you got a show in Vegas, the pre thing going on. Congrats, man. I'm seeing thanks. What I can do about getting my happy ass up there to see a show. I may or may not bring Nick.
Wait, what show are you playing?
What show are you talking about? B-Hops, what's going on?
Oh, man? Did I just drop a bomb I shouldn't have?
Why do we not know about this?
It just happened today. Ben didn't, we haven't released the venue yet.
Yes.
But he's been in the studio. Like, I'm heading to the studio right now to sing.
We just got out of the studio. That's awesome, man.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And I've been watching that too, guys. If everyone sitting here watching, we just shared the stage with Otherwise this past weekend. Ryan, Patrick, you know, what the two of you guys do is amazing, giving music back to the community, our community here in Clark County. It's amazing. It's one thing to talk about it, say it. It's another thing to do it. And it's another thing to put on an event like you did this past weekend, from running in the morning to the concert. I kept telling you, Ryan, I'm so proud of you. And I'm proud of both of you. But Ryan, it was a lot of work because, you know, Adrian was in New York and you were doing everything. And when I showed up, my jaw was on the ground. I was really impressed, man.
It was such a play. We've played with you on several occasions before. You know, a couple have been super meaningful. But you know, this past one, this past weekend, the 5K Rock and Run for Life by Music, for to have Elvis Monroe on there. And honestly, guys, JP and Nick, like, this, that's where B-Hop brought to us this opportunity to jump on Dadcast, man. So like, it was an absolutely righteous and just spiritual event, and this is a continuation of it, man.
Well, that's awesome. You know, Hopkins is our man, is our boy. We appreciate him so much, and he actually sent me a text last night. I'm not sure if I can even mention that yet, but Joe Nichols, if you didn't know, Nick is coming on Dadcast. Were you aware?
Yeah, I thought I told you about that.
No, he texted me. No. We got to work on our communication. Actually, no, we don't. Yeah, we talk so much that something slipped.
Group text from.
We're still working on that too.
People say that to us too all the time. They're like, "Do you talk to your brother?" I'm like, "Yeah, but we just talk about like other shit." You know, we have other stuff to talk about too.
Brian has been instrumental. One of the key pieces in that machine that is. Responsible for, you know, making this Dadcast adventure the success so far that it has been and will continue to be. So, man, I'm glad you popped on, brother. You don't got to go anywhere, right? We got another 25 minutes. You're gonna hang out, or you got to go?
I got to go to the studio.
I got to lay vocals. But I was sitting here. I got done working out right at LVAC right over there with Nicole. Say hi.
What up, girlfriend?
We got something to eat, and then I had to run to the studio right now. But I just wanted to say, you guys, you know, Adrian and Ryan, thanks for jumping on here. And back to the 21st. The 21st, we're just doing a show here in town. We haven't announced where it's at yet because I know it's with, and I'm going to get the name wrong. And it's, you should kick me because I'm a singer, and I know singers, not guitar players, but. Neil Sean, really?
You're talking about Neil Sean
from Journey. His son has a band.
Yeah.
Band, and they're going to open up for us.
Very cool.
On the 21st.
That's awesome, man.
Production show for us. It's going to be a small show, but it's a production show because we're going out on the to start this summer doing shows. We got shows with, like I said, Sarah Evans and Scotty McCreery. And then we got like 11 headlining shows. We're actually going to be in Grants Pass there.
Can't announce that yet, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we signed the contract. So, but yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay.
We didn't say where he is going to be in Grants Pass. Right. Did he, Nick? No,
but Dadcast is going to be a big part of that as well. So that's cool.
Yeah. Dadcast will be a part of that. But anyway, so yeah. So, thanks for mentioning that, but I'll let you guys get back to it. Thank you.
We love
you,
dude.
Thanks for inviting me on here real quick. And I love all of you.
We love you too, brother.
I love you too, man.
And I will see you guys and keep up the good work.
You're gonna see us this weekend. Let's make that happen.
Yeah, that'd be killer.
Saturday night, barbershop, dude. Let's go hang with Benny.
There we go. There we go. I like that.
Yeah,
like,
get me up there and embarrass myself again like you guys always do. When I'm
he tries to do it to me. Hey, you want to do this song? No.
Like, I only know the first line, bro.
I know. I know the first verse, chorus, and then I'm out. I'll see you guys.
All right, man. All see right,
you. Yeah, later, bud.
All right, man. Bye.
Oh, look at that mug. You know, we got that awesome. little oh, dude. Was that blue steel?
That was unexpected. I know. Was that Magnum?
La Tigra. Oh, that was fun. All right. Hey, so back at it. I mean, so we went down the route about talking to kids and then this music here. Let's talk a little bit about Otherwise. Where did you get, and again, I know the answer, but I want everyone who doesn't know the answer watching this video eventually when it drops to know, where did Otherwise get its beginnings?
In our mom's garage, our mom and dad's garage. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, our parents are immigrants to this country, you know, from a third world nation that's incredibly dangerous. So when we got here, there was no, in their minds, there was no limitations to what we could do. You know, they came here, just them being here is the American dream. You know,
can I ask what country that was?
They immigrated from the Middle East, like the India, Pakistan, okay. Afghanistan region. It's a very volatile area. And as this was even back then, you know, 30, 40 years ago,
you can go 300, 400 or 3000 years. It's nuts.
Been the same for millennia. And you know, for them to have had the foresight to bring us here and for us to now, I mean, you know, growing up as Americans or whatever, you know, there's certain things like, you know, being a movie star, being an athlete, being, you know, being the president, you know, being a doctor, being, you know, like, you know, being on the radio, like being, you know, like signing a record deal, like, you know, that those are like things that people dream about happening, you know, like not only just in this country, but imagine in places that those opportunities are even more scarce, yeah. You know? So the fact that our parents never put limitations on what we could do, that's something that, like what you guys were talking about, what B-Hop was talking about with his kids, like whether it's music, whether it's science, whether it's you know, the performing arts, whether it's sports, whether it's you know, the gamut of expression and of industries that you can break into, you know, just being here. That's what we want to pass on. That's what I want to pass on to my kids. Like, so in recent weeks and months, right, my eldest son, my older boy, the one who I argue with a lot the most,
right?
So my little guy is hey, by the way, fellas, are you guys hearing that ticking?
No.
Is that just no. Okay. All right. Just double check. Okay. My eldest boy is the one who I kind of butt heads with the most, right? You know, very sharp kid, top of his class, you know, you can tell that he's bright, you know, he's a bright boy, you know, he's a bright human being. But there's so many times when I'm there with him, in upstate New York and I'm, you know, I'm arguing with him or I'm scolding him or I'm like, you should know better. You're smarter than that. You're the big brother, you know, like that sort of thing. Right. And I'm like, man, you know, this kid's going to grow up and hate me, you know, like, but when a very good friend of mine who was actually at the race, on Saturday, a brilliant cat named Carlos Alberto. He has two boys of the exact same age, and his sons and my sons were friends and are friends still, right? And he said, you know, I would rather them hate me now and then be grateful for it later.
Yeah.
And that was so profound to me, you know, and it kind of blew my mind. Like, I was like, well, shit, all right. It's hard. It's hard though. It's hard, you know, like, they're so cute right now at this age. You know what I mean? They're like these little bundles of quote unquote joy.
Yeah. But it's also these years. I mean, you've only got 0 to five, six, seven to what you're doing now is molding them the rest of their lives.
Right.
Right.
And right. that is it. Now is when you gotta, you know, really seed that plant and, you know, pour the concrete for the foundation that will be the rest of your children's lives. And right now it's the most important. You're not doing anything wrong by being stern and firm with these kids now, because you know what I've learned as well? They are a whole heck of a lot tougher than we give it, give them credit for. And with today's society, I mean, come on, my parents were hard on me. I mean, I got spanked. I got, you know, I wouldn't say punched in the face or anything like that, but very much spanked and, you know, given a whack here and there when not behaving. Yeah. And I turned out just fine. And they'll tell you these days, that's not what you're supposed to do. And that's, I can't say totally that that's wrong or right, but
dude, it's funny you bring that up, JP, because I honestly haven't spanked either of them in a couple of years. You know what I mean? Like, but there's moments, man, where it's like, I have said this to you literally 20 times in a row. I've raised my voice. I'm using my dad voice now, you know, like, and you know, and it, you know, it's funny. Like my wife will say, you know, the dad voice works. It does work, but there is like a tipping point where it doesn't matter anymore if dad is yelling.
Yep.
And they're just not listening. And it's like, well, what else am I going to do? Like,
yeah, what does it take?
Like, you know, and so now where it's like trying, you know, it's like we're old school to a certain extent, you know, we got spanked, we all got spanked, you know, like, but I honestly haven't spanked either of them in years, you know, and I worry. I'm like, I do worry a little bit. Like, I'm sitting here arguing with a 6-year old, like, am I doing this kid a disservice by engaging with this? You know, like,
yeah. Well, you know, that I can't say yes or no. It all depends on, you know, the exact scenario, what's being said. What are you arguing about? If anything, pick your battles. Just pick those battles. Right. Is having an argument with my 6-year-old son right now necessary? Is it going to shape any decisions in the future? You know, did he eat a cookie when it wasn't supposed to? Yeah, I'm gonna let that one slide. Did he steal someone's stuff? From that one, that battle is chosen.
You know what I mean?
A little whack, but you know, it's always ever changing learning.
It's a double edged sword. It's a double edged sword because of like it depends on like the form, the venue, so to speak. Like if my kids are having a meltdown in the middle of Walmart, right? Which they've done, okay? Which they have done. They're usually pretty good. Nick, you're like, you know what I'm talking about?
We've been there, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, now I'm looking around, my wife's looking around, the other parents, the other adults in there are looking at us like, what a shitty parent are you? Look at your kid acting this way. But then it's like, okay, I can put a quick end to this by spanking the shit out of them, but you're going to think I'm a worse parent for doing that. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a lose-lose situation. It's in public for sure. You know?
Well, A, F what anyone else thinks. First of all, ain't none of their goddamn business. Two, what's the meltdown for? It's all, again, you got to pick the battle. Is it worth it here? The few times that my kid would melt down in it's been a long time since we've had one of those. But when just, you know, I remove them from the situation, you know, it's usually because they want a toy or a candy and they're not getting it. And, you know, that's it.
iPad.
I am.
I'm saying in public space.
Right.
In public
I form. Grab them up and I take them out the store, sit them in the car. And, you know, we're not doing anything going anywhere until this stops. And you got to be the patient one. You know, I sat out there for 30 minutes and let them cry it out, you know, and then, okay, you done? Yeah. All right, let's go try again. And they didn't want to go through that again. So it's, again, pick the battles and choose what you want. But the fact that you are even questioning, and I'm no psychologist or scientist, but I am no means claiming to be the God's gift to fatherhood. Long way from that. But I can tell you this, man, Adrian, the fact that you're even asking those questions and wondering if it's right or wrong in said scenarios tells me that you are doing it just right, my friend.
I appreciate that, JP. Appreciate
Brian.
That. I'm gonna jump on and throw myself under the bus here. So,
oh yeah, he beats his kids every day.
When my baby does this at Walmart, I fold, I buy him a toy, but I also buy myself some G.I. Joes for down in the future too. He's going to be four soon, right? So I use that as an excuse for mama. I mean, hey, I need some G.I. Joes. He was crying. He got some baby toys. It's all good.
Right.
I did the same thing. You know, my kid wanted a $10 Fortnite card. So to make me feel better, I went and bought a Tesla. You know, whatever.
Hey, JP, fuck you.
That's going to be my logic from now. Yeah. I like that.
I don't want to pry or get too personal, but when is Adrian going to be Uncle Adrian, man? Any plans in the future?
No.
That simple answer. Can we elaborate? Is that something you don't want? Is it not medically possible?
I'm sure it's possible. I have this like fear of making it a reality, so I'm extra careful in all my endeavors.
Well, you're not alone in that fear, man. I think that fear is actually written again in all of our DNAs. Some just let it. You know, I mean, I was scared. I was 36, like I said, 36 years old. I'm going to be a dad. Oh my God. But
I'm scared every time it happens.
I can see my like 42 year old self wanting a little me somewhere, but 33 year old me is like, I don't know. I guess I'm like the
dude, I'm telling you, man, like, knock it out before you hit your 40s.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he's also seen it. He's seen it firsthand through Big Brother.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'm good.
But there's also something to be said when, you know, Nick is going to be having his first legal beer with his new kid when he is 63 years old.
Right. But that's cool, man. That gives you a reason to go drink, bro. I mean, like, that's cool.
Man, I'm 40.
I got to jump back on that wagon pretty soon.
I'm 46 years old, and I think even thinking about having a beer gives me a hangover these days. And I'm Irish. That is a pathetic Irishman right there. And
Oh man. It's funny you guys are talking about like the kids, especially my older one, you know, of coming to the age of reason, you know, and kind of getting back to that being the disciplinarian when I am there, you know, and again, like a lot of times I'm thinking, well, this dude, you know, this little dude probably may or may not hate my guts, you know, but then as of late, like within the last year or so, whenever I have to leave to go, you know, do a show or, you know, come record or go on a tour or something, like the last handful of times we're pulling up to the airport and he starts bawling, you know, he's like crying. He's like, you know, and he's, you know, he's trying to fight him back and I'm telling him, you know, be strong, son, be strong. I'll be back really soon. I'm always going to come back for you. No matter what, I'm coming back. I'll always be your daddy. I'm coming back. Don't worry. But he's crying and he's trying not to cry. And that to me is like, as much as it breaks my heart, it makes it every time I leave, it makes it that much more difficult for me to do that. Yeah. You know,
it's one of those bittersweet situations, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredibly bittersweet.
But Callan's like, okay, bye, dad.
My little guy's just like, yeah, bye, dad. See you soon. And like, you know, he's just like, whatever.
Now,
man,
so do you live in New York?
I'm in upstate New York currently,
And right now, you guys are in Vegas.
Right now, we're both back home in Vegas.
Working on, we like Brian had mentioned, we had a show for our nonprofit that we run called Life by Music this past weekend. And now we have a bunch of recording sessions working on new songs for the new album. So he's here for that.
Yeah.
And how long are you here planned for all that? How long are you away from the kids?
It'll be 2 weeks exactly.
Oof.
So
I spent which 4 days away last month and it killed me. I hate it so much. I hate it so bad that I took one with me.
Really?
Yeah. When we went to Vegas.
That's the game plan at some point. You know, I want to get to the that junction in our lives and our careers where, you know, when we do have to tour during the summer, which ideally, you know, summer touring season is coming back now.
Yeah.
That's where the big money is. Right. It would be absolute utopia to bring the wife and kiddos with me. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I do appreciate the time sort of, so to speak, to myself, you know, a little bit, like, but really at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, I wake up and I'm missing them. I'm missing their mom. Like, I wish we were all together doing this together. I wish we had gazillions of dollars to where we could be here and do this right together, you know, and that's the end game. You know,
have you had the opportunity yet to have either your boys on stage with you in any form or fashion yet?
Oh yeah. A couple of times, more than a couple of times. We've actually done a couple of tours, in years prior to where I had my own vehicle. I rented my own vehicle and we would follow the bus or the RV or the van behind them with my wife and my kiddos. And, you know, it definitely cut into my sleep and rest time.
Right.
You know? But, you know, as a vocalist, that's absolutely key. Is rest is the most important thing, you know. Rest and hydration, but having them there made it worth it. It made it worthwhile to have the performance, the physical endeavor that I need to execute be just a little more difficult. But it made it totally worthwhile to have them in the audience. Bring my sons up on stage. You know, like that. You know, that kind of stuff is. And I wish I had brought it with me. A fan of ours that took a picture and made this amazing.
That was my next question. Have you captured that?
Yes. And there's one photo and it might be my favorite photo. And before I don't, are you guys going to do, you guys are planning to do like an edit and then post this later kind of a thing as well?
Yeah.
You know, it's cool for all our fans that are watching on our stream right now. This is like a one of a kind interview. We're lucky enough to be on with Dadcast, but this is the first time that they're going live on an interview on our stream right now. And you guys are going to do some post-production and then you're going to release it on Dadcast YouTube. So everybody who's following us right now, make sure you guys go to YouTube and follow Dadcast.
Dadcast Podcast. Yeah. You search that up and you'll find it. I got to grab something off my wall. I want to show you, Adrian. It's right along what we're talking about.
Okay.
He's doing that, guys. What that new song, Halo.
What's that name?
An amazing.
Oh, Halo.
All right. So good. Let me put this back on. So, you know, I said I worked in radio for 20 years. And
right. Where at, by the way?
Southern Oregon. So I worked for an alternative rock station. I've done classic rock. I was most recently the program director of 95.7 KBOY, Southern Oregon's classic rock.
That's awesome.
So, you know, there's plenty of times where I'd go on stage and introduce bands, et cetera, for whatever. But this is the exact same scenario. A fan, a person in the crowd took this picture, sent it to me, and I had it blown up.
Oh dude. Wow. That's what I'm talking
about. So it's me and my boy on stage. Of course, that light is horribly in the way, but there you go.
Okay. That's beautiful.
What show was that? What show was that?
That was, gosh, the Jackson County Fair. Maybe, I think it might have been Seether, and opening up for them was a buddy of mine's local band, metal band called Tall Boy. Right. And it might have been their CD release. I don't know. There's so many of them. But that was his first time ever on stage with Daddy. He was a year and a half years old. And oh, so we're talking 2007.
That's beautiful, man. So, and I almost thought about it when I actually gave it to my parents as a gift. And you know, when I come back in town, I go stay at mom and dad's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're like, fuck it. You know, it's a family affair, right?
Right.
And I saw it on the counter, hanging up above the counter, and I almost grabbed it, but it's a photo of me, and my big boy. About 2 years ago at Las Regis, okay? And it's downtown Las Vegas, and the place is packed.
Hey, this is how it goes, all right? My brother's talking about a story, and then I just pull it up.
Boom!
So, okay, so I hope it focused, but...
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, you're on your knees.
In this photo...
Look at his eyes. Dad is everything in the world to you,
the look
right there.
On his face, I'm like... Okay, he looked at me like that once in my lifetime. If he looks at me like that again in my lifetime, I'll be happy. You know, like, and he's at this point, he's the same age as his baby brother.
And this was in front of like 6,000 people, 7,000 people. Yeah. And he was on stage. There's a cool one too, where he's looking at me and someone was like, they did the tag, like my uncle rocks. Cause I was just like up front doing a solo and he was on stage, but yeah, the face says it all.
Yeah. And I'll try to send you guys I'll try to take a still shot of that for you guys. Maybe you can use it in post or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's literally like, I mean, I feel like if every dad and every parent, not just dads, mothers too, like if every parent had their children gaze at them in that way, where you can clearly see bright as day how proud they are, yeah. You know, and like, this world would be a better place for it.
Absolutely.
You know? And to say, as a brother and an uncle, it's grown as my relationship with my nephews has grown. I feel sad when I'm the guy who's the young 30-year-old who's like, yo, let's go, let's tour, let's record, let's play shows. But it's pictures like that where from an outside perspective, I don't feel bad about making him leave for a tour cycle because I've seen how my nephews feel about it because of pictures like that. And I'm like, dude, it's going to be okay. Like, yeah, it sucks. And I'm here for you for it sucking, but know that like these boys are gonna be like, holy shit, my dad did some dope stuff, you know? And because they're brothers, like we're even lucky with that too. Cause then hopefully the hope is that they'll find like inspiration in like, oh, dad and uncle did this together.
We could do,
you know, whatever it is, but that's the hope. But it's like that specific picture where I was like, now I don't feel bad anymore. Get your ass to Vegas so we can record.
Now I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or ill will or negative in any way, but enjoy that feeling now, because if history tells me so, and if every celebrity, rock star, musician, movie star, whatever that I've ever interviewed has told me, is every time I ask that question, how do your kids feel knowing that their dad's a rock star, a movie star, a musician? And 90% of the time, if not even a higher number, it's I'm just dad to them. They really don't give a rat's ass that I'm a Hollywood movie star or I am rocking the stages and stadiums and what. They're right. Just dad. So, and the same with me. You know, my kid's Ted now. He could give a crap that I'm on the radio and I talk to all these. He's just, I'm dad. And maybe when they get a little bit over 18, 19, 20, then they start, ooh, I can use this to my advantage. But take it now. Take it now. Trust me. Because now is when, ooh, daddy is everything. When they're, you know, when they turn 16, 17, they're just going to actually use you for their friends.
Right.
Yeah, I can give you an example for that. So I'm a concert promoter too. That's how I met Brian and Ben, was bringing them out about 7 years ago.
And shit, were you booking otherwise, bro?
I know, we need to. but
we'll talk after about that for real.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We have some stuff we're working on, but anyway, so I do all these concerts and stuff, and like my kids are fans of certain bands, so we book them, and they'd be like super stoked. And when they were younger, and now that they're getting like their teenagers in their 20s, they're like, "So hey, Dad, can you text so and so and see if you can hook me up?" Hey, Dad, I saw Need to Breathe's gonna be in Bend. You want to hook me up? I'm like, come on,
that's awesome, man. I mean, but that's gotta feel that, you know, the. To be able to do that as a dad, that's got to be a good feeling.
No, it's definitely very, very cool. Like my kids are all into music. So like my son, he's got to meet Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses when Hollywood Vampires played out here. So he's got to actually talk to some really cool drummers about drumming. My daughter gets to hang out with Andy Grammer when he comes to town, and she does covers of his songs and stuff. And he gives her tips and all kinds of cool stuff. So.
And that's invaluable, man. That's priceless.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. And it's cool to teach them that, hey, they're, you know, they are rock stars. They're doing cool stuff, but they're still people. They're still just normal, just like you and me. So they just have way cooler jobs.
this is a pretty cool job, man. Speak for yourself.
You guys got a pretty cool gig going right now too, man.
Yeah.
One of many, mind you. Are your kids are they musical at all? It's tapped into the, you know, the dad gene.
Dude, you know, it's It's funny, man. They're both incredibly melodic. Like, they can both. I've been trying to get him, trying to teach him like a little bit of instruments here and there. Guitar is a little hard, you know. I can get a smaller guitar.
I'm rocking ukulele.
We have one, and like, but trying to get them to play that is a little bit like pulling teeth. But if I pull out a keyboard, right, and you know, we go through some scales, those kids have better pitch than I do, man. Like, I mean, they're on the note. They, like, their accuracy is really impressive, you know. And then I'll say to them, you know, we might play around with some, you know, sound effects or something, which they love, of course, you know, all the goofy sounds that some keyboards have. But even if we're just using, you know, your standard classic piano sound, I can ask them to play melodies, and they'll play a melody that actually that makes sense.
There was one time actually with our boy Darren Trentacosti, who has boys.
Who are the same age.
Darren is a mover and a shaker out here in Las Vegas. He's also an awesome guitarist and producer. Yeah. And I remember we were doing a song like 2 years ago now, and Adigan came in, and we pulled the mic stand down, and we did a playback of what we were jamming on, and hum something, just sing whatever you want to sing. And we press play, we were recording, and then he just started humming something. And I remember we're all just kind of like,
that's really cool.
That's actually like, that's a good melody. Yeah. And Darren was even like, wait a minute, that's actually kind of a good melody. Let's keep that.
Yeah.
And Adigan was 4 years old.
Must have been 3 or 4, man. Yeah.
Always get those two to harmonize together, man. You got the makings of your own additional band members.
Right. Yeah. They can carry. Hopefully they'll get into like, you know, like pop. Maybe they'll start like a boy band together. So it makes some real motherfucking money.
Right. Oh, you guys, we are pretty much getting real close to our time today. I want to ask you, though, since you live in Vegas, are you fans of football?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you Raider fans?
We are now.
We definitely are. And we may just have to send you guys. We just released a song called Halo that it just came out last week. It's almost to 40,000 streams on Spotify. We just got that news. Pretty exciting. People have nice. Been enjoying it. And we have not announced what the next song is, but it relates to this conversation. And if we can get a Boy Scouts honor on the fact of you guys not sharing it.
And what is it? Anonymity? No. What's the word for like top secret?
Top secret in terms of what? Because in terms of I can tell you right now, A, you are, unless you turned off the Twitch, this is streaming live right now. And B, this particular episode, we are so... I wouldn't say backed up, but we are, gosh, 9-10 episodes in the can right now. So once this one is produced, I believe if my math is correct, we're talking August 24th is when this episode drops.
Song called Silver and Black.
Yeah.
Freaking badass. Right now, just in time for the NFL preseason.
And whatever wise ones who are still on, it was an impromptu stream that we jumped on. Shut up. Don't tell our management. Don't tell our label that we're saying it. Whatever. It's all good. But yes, to answer your question, we are Raiders fans because they come to our town. We played football growing up. Mm-hmm. If they're going to represent Vegas, we're going to represent them 100%. And we have the anthem for them in the pocket that we're going to share with them. We're seeking out Raiders. We're seeking out the players while they're in town. Like, well,
hit your boy up, really Brian Lindsay. He can help.
Yes. Dude,
that's
yes.
Exactly correct. So
when are you guys going to release Daddy this Brian one? Man.
What was that, Nick?
When are you guys going to release this one?
Is it July?
If we're in the time space continuum right now, and this doesn't come out till August,
we already released it.
What I'm wondering is if you guys could send it to us, we could make a clip of it and release that as a clip, as a kind of a
100%,
a dadcast clip. Down the road,
you know, like 3-4 days prior to the actual release.
Yeah, now that you guys are our boys and we're in, we've seen your faces, we're sending it to you. You guys enjoy it. We'll get the date from our our distribution plan that we have for these songs coming up, and then let's do it.
Let's roll with it.
Right on. Yeah, buddy. And if you get Derek Carr in, you know, you send him my way. That's one of my that's one of my unicorns. One of my unicorn guests is getting Derek Carr on this show, and it's gonna friggin' happen.
It's good, dude. Respect. You gotta manifest.
Exactly. We gotta manifest that
in Allegiant Stadium. So
we're gonna make it happen.
We got those same dreams that we're
trying
to accomplish.
Four of us right now. We're gonna put that out. We're looking at a full moon right now out the window. We got the Las Vegas neon lights over here. It's beautiful, man. Let's make this.
So I've got an idea.
Otherwise, selling out and headlining Allegiant Stadium one day. Boom, that sounds good.
Is make this like a joint production. Have Dadcast set up on the field, interview Derek Carr, have Otherwise close out the night with a kick-ass show.
Dude, that sounds beautiful, man.
Right?
That sounds beautiful. Just win, baby. That's
the only way that will make it better is that will be after they win the Super Bowl. Otherwise, Super Bowl halftime show. Oh, man, we're getting grand with the goals here. Gentlemen.
Let's go.
Adrian Ryan from Otherwise, and most importantly, amazing uncle and kick-ass dad, who I sense worried a little bit about how well he's doing as a pop. I can tell, though, just from meeting you, my friend, you, sir, are doing just fine. Everything's going to be great. You're going to look back at this conversation. You know, you're going to pop this on YouTube in 2035 and be like, yeah, he wasn't kidding, man. He was right. And I hold you to it. I'm going to make sure this thing comes up in 15 years. I'm going to resubmit it and revisit this in a few years. Thank you guys so much for coming on. We appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Can we show you guys real quick before we sign off?
Of course.
These are the two little rascals we've been talking about right there.
There they are, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm assuming the mom's the better looking of the two, because those are good looking kids.
They look like their mama, but they act like their daddy. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
That's my same scenario. Thank God mom's good looking, because, I mean.
Thank God she's hot.
Come on. Awesome. You guys.
Thank you guys so much for having us. And
thanks, Dadcast.
Thanks for being so cool that we could stream to our Twitch fans.
Oh, absolutely. And one.
We're all doing good things. So.
One last time to your Twitch fans. If all of you are watching right now, just go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, hit that little red button, and then tell your friends and tell your friends' friends and have your friends' friends tell your mother's friends and sister's friends and aunt's friends. And, you know, you see what I'm getting at. Hit that subscribe button. Mom, we appreciate all the support.
Baby mamas.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff, all right.
Podcast, baby.
On behalf of myself, JP, and Nick Martin, Ryan, Adrian, Otherwise, you guys rock. Thank you much for coming on Dadcast. We hope to do a part two in the future, maybe on site in Vegas, or even better, we'll fly out to New York, because we'd love to do an episode out there. And
Let's do both.
Until then, you guys are amazing. All of you watching and listening, thank you so much. We'll catch you next week. See ya.
Thank you, guys.